Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Oh, the man who has got a whole heap of sport to talk about this morning is Milo. G'day, mate.
Good morning, Yui. And of course, Christmas. 6 weeks, Yui, today.
See, I was not going to say that at all.
I did.
Friday.
Oh, there you go. I wish I was a little fellow again, just counting down for the presents and all that.
See, the excitement of Christmas when you're a kid is awesome.
Oh, well, the little boy and little girl's always in there, and it's only the men and the women that acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. Now, looking at it ahead, well, a big thank you, firstly, Mark Jensen at Baker's Delight, because he flicked us a few goodies to try before Christmas. Mince pie, Yui, did you have one?
I haven't had one, but I did see it this morning in the kitchen.
Mate, I had one when I came in last night with a cuppa, and it was magnificent, and the Christmas cake. So Baker's Delight, I got on the move already with all those delicious goodies. Now, one thing that does bring the Southeast Limestone Coast together is sport, and our Southeast Junior Country Cup cricket teams have been selectors, and they're going to head to the Bross with the under-12s and under-14s. Now, the under-12s, that squad, Ashton, Linda, Millicent, Archie, Verton and Mill Lill, Blake, Vaughs, North Gambier, Braden, Pilgrim, Bordertown, Campbell, Hatley, Millicent, Darcy, Twigden, Bordertown, Harrison, Hicks, Mill Lill, Nicholas, Bald, Narracourt, Noah, Verton and Mill Lill, Riley, Clark, East Gambier, Riley, Lawrence, East Gambier, Zach, Boston from Narracourt and Orlando Vaughs. He's the emergency from North Gambier. I think it's his dad, Stephen Vaughs, be the coach, and Tracy Lawrence, well done, she's put her hand up to be team manager. Won't forget the under-14s, Angus Clark, East Gambier, Elwood Geary, South Gambier, Harry Hosking, North Gambier, Jared Cool, South, Jaden Pryor, West, Jed Sims from South, Luke Richards from North, Luke Watson from By the Seaside, Kingston, good morning, Robert Case from Yall, Sam Domershent, South, Will Gratz, Western Flat up near Bordertown there, still play cricket on that little oval obviously, Zach Shanks, South, and Jack Lawrence from East Gambier. Emergency might get a game. Hang in there, Zach Zima. Have to be from Penola. Zima Estates Winery is the history there and the painters. Now, the coach is Jonathan Alcock, and his manager will be Michelle Cool, who's a great North Melbourne Kangaroo supporter. Now, later on, Yui, I'm going to catch up with Jonathan Alcock. He's the Junior Development Officer for Mount Gambier District Cricket and also assists Sackers boy James Dunn, and find out about the under-16s, which head to Adelaide 9th to 12th of December. And the other one, we'll talk to Bess Searle with basketball. Now, Yui, there's no truth in the rumour. If Mount Gambier wins the current Facebook title for crappiest town, they will have to change the name to Turdville or Turd Town. I couldn't resist that one, Yui.
20 years. In radio, and I have not sworn on radio.
Well, that's it's in the dictionary.
No, but after eight, I am going to swear on radio.
Are you really?
And that is the reason why.
Well, if you lived here longer than Portland, you must be getting close.
Yeah, look, it'd be pretty reasonable, because I spent a lot of time in Geelong. I spent a little bit of time in Bendigo, and it'd be about half and half between Portland and here.
Yeah, well, so you can gauge and compare, can't you?
Mate, I was on radio in Adelaide on Monday defending the Limestone Coast because we had been called the crappiest town in Australia. And I cannot believe it. It's one of the nicest places that I've ever been. And after being in Bendigo, I jumped at the chance of coming back.
No argument from me, Yui.
Going to break that rule. Going to swear after eight. Make sure you listen out. Beth's going to join us in a moment to talk some sport. Triple M.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning listeners, Milo. Triple M talking local sport. The regular segment, Southeast Coast Basketball. MG Plasters is a sponsor. Good morning, Beth Searle.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, listeners.
Round 4 of 15, we're edging into the season. Now, Panthers 83 and the men defeated Bulldogs Red 51. That was fairly regulation. And likewise, Bulldogs Blue 90 defeated Cats 62. But the game was obviously a little bit of a push and pull and an arm wrestle. Ruse 74 had to work to get over Cougars 62.
Well, this was the one to find out who was going to score their first win for the season. And with a solid finish in the second half of the game, Ruse got over the line. But Jordan Hollett had a standout performance with his 26 points for Cougars, who are yet to have a win.
Now, the women, there was only one game because Panthers forfeited the Cats, who pick up 20 points, and that's obviously exams and availability, so that's understandable, priorities. Now, Cougars 73, I can't remember when they lost last, they defeated Bulldogs Ruse 53. That's not a bad effort by the Combine, is it, Beth?
No, it's a very good effort, and must be remembered that Cougars were without Tennille Gray and Bulldogs Roos were without Olivia Warmold, so they sort of cancelled each other out. The game was won in the first half, Milo, when Sarah Ritter really lit up the boards and the baskets. But then Bulldogs Roos scored equal points with the Cougars in the second half, 35 points apiece. So it was the first half where the match-winning plays came up.
Back into action tonight at the Ice House, 5 of 15. And in the men, just a quick selection, Beth. Panthers versus Cats?
Panthers, I think. They'll maintain their unbeaten record.
Roos and Bulldogs Blue?
Well, this will be an interesting one to see whether Roos can continue in their improvement, but I think Bulldogs Blue were pretty impressive in their win over Cats.
Lucky last in the men, Bulldogs Red and Cougars. Can Cougars get on a roll?
Well, Cougars are still searching for that win. They're not far away, and Bulldogs Red, they were handed out a fair sort of a result on last Wednesday, so I think that'll be the interesting game of the night, and perhaps Bulldogs Red will just manage to get over the line.
Only two games in the girls and women, of course. Panthers and Bulldogs Roos the combine. Can Bulldogs Roos improve and get a win?
Yes, I think they will, and I believe that Geordie Adams will be suiting up for Bulldogs Roos, so that'll make it even more difficult for the Panthers team that's really short of players.
Now, Cats and Cougars are due to play, but there's been a very sad development, Beth.
Yes, there has, in respect to the untimely passing of Kristen Dorr. Cougars women have decided not to play in respect of that of Kristen and family. And so that game won't be played on Wednesday night. And it is certainly a sad time for basketball Mount Gambier because we've lost one of our exceptional and priceless members of our association, a player, a manager, an administrator, and, of course, in recent years, a priceless volunteer, Milo. So it's a sad time for basketball Mount Gambier and certainly for Simon and Emily Dorr. We pass on our heartfelt condolences.
Certainly, Beth. Now, just quickly, on the Horizon City of Mount Gambier tournament, there'll be a flood of juniors come. It's pageant weekend. How many teams, Beth?
103 teams, 21 divisions from under-10s, a new grade this year, under-10s through to under-18. So it'll be, the ball will be bouncing in all parts of Mount Gambier over the weekend, Milo.
Okay, Beth, as always, thanks for your erudite coverage, and we're all ambassadors for our magnificent city and where we live. We'll catch up and talk next Wednesday morning.
Certainly will. Thank you, Milo.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, keeping local sport alive. Now, normally in this segment, we talk cricket, of course. We're still going to do that. And it's the big kahuna, the president of the Mount Gambier District Cricket Association I talked to. But further down the tree, but probably more important than the chief, is the development of juniors. And there's been an appointment this year of the Mount Gambier District Cricket Association junior coordinator. He's on the line. Good morning, Jonathan Alcock.
Hey, morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. And obviously you're very busy. Now, Jonathan, you've come from England in recent times. What got you to Australia and down to the southeast?
Yes, I do come from England. I originally came to Australia through my partner. She loves Mount Gambier and her parents live in Mount Gambier. So when I came from England, we sort of jumped into the southeast. And it's very much like being at home.
Okay.
With the weather. I've really enjoyed it. It's been really nice to come into a nice tight-knit community. It's been a good experience so far.
Yeah, we're three games into the Hoggy Swines Barber Shield, and you suited up for Millwell, and you obviously got to fit in your duties via SACCA and Mount Gambier District Cricket. Now, on the horizon, we have the Country Cups. The under-12s, under-14s and under-16s. And on the horizon, the one that's going to come quick, and it'll happen in Adelaide 9th to the 12th of December, is the under-16s. You'll be coaching that. And
there's
a squad that's going to head away with that. Now, in terms of the lead-up, no doubt you'll have a few training runs before the group heads up?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think we've got seven training sessions planned in Mount Gambier and Narracourt, and then
our final session is booked in at Glenelg Oval in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, just
Yeah,
that'll come quick. Now, the under-16 squad, right across the southeast, Easton Bowman, Millicent, Alex Hill, West Gambier, Bodie Hosking, North Gambier, Darcy Williamson, Millwell, Hamish Case, there's a cricket name, Yule, Hamish Young from Mundalla, Jack Domashens from South Gambier, Caden Webber, Millwell, Liam Turley, East Gambier, Luke Homan from Narracourt, Sam O'Donnell from North Gambier, Thomas Smith from Millwell, and Zach Clark from North Gambier. So you've got a good mix there, and no doubt parents will be involved in that. But you're also coordinating and coaching the under-14s, which head to the Barossa, and that'll be 6th to the 9th of January, and that will be along with the under-12s. And I know this name, Stephen Voorhees, he's going to coach the under-12s, and his team manager is Tracy Lawrence. So you will be busy again after Christmas, John.
Yes, definitely. Like, it's a really important sort of time of the year for cricket, both representative and in the league. So, like, it's a time I really look forward to, because I get to sort of get involved in all things cricket, which is great.
And of course, we must remember all the stars at the top of the tree were all juniors once. Now, we're not forgetting the girls, because I know there's been some seniors, juniors games up in the Narracourt area last year, Cummin Tries, and you've had Cummin Tries here, but you're trying to get together an under 16 Southeast Country Cup team, and you're going to have a trial for that on November, in November, Sunday the 17th at Wortley Oval. So the girls are also going to take part in representing our neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, I've seen a really big growth and interest in girls cricket in Mount Gambier in particular, and we feel like we've actually got a really good talent base to go and showcase to the whole of the state. So we really want to get the best sort of female cricketers involved, and hopefully we can take a team there and really showcase the wealth of talent that's in the area. So, I'd really enjoy that, and I think it's something the association and the whole of the Southeast really striving to get underway.
It certainly is the age of Aquarius, the new era. I've been talking to Jonathan Alcott, and he's the Mount Gambier District Cricket Association Junior Coordinator. He also plays a overriding role with SACCA. Well done. Keep up the good work, and we'll no doubt catch up and talk down the track.
Okay, thank you very much for the call.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.